next night out, Milwaukee. Make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity. It delights in its offering of artisanal American cuisine, and the restaurant transcends tradition, leaning into the realm of playful and inventive flavors. Come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. We are here at AmFam Field celebrating the home opener. All of the banners have opening day on it, and we are here with Rick Schlesinger, who is president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. 21 years in that role, Rick. And you were here this morning at what time?
I was here about 4 a.m.
Okay, but when you've done it for 21 years, it feels like maybe you could sleep in a little on opening day.
No, I never sleep well. I'm always up all night, and, you know, it's exciting. Even though it's my 21st opening day, there's always something new. There's always anticipation. You know, every game's different. Every season's different. But we've done a lot of things in the ballpark, so I want to make sure everything's working well. We have a new parking system, new scoreboards, new food items. So it's all a lot of new stuff, so I want to make sure it all operates really well.
So, I mean, again, we've had you on the show before, president of business operations. You got the suit on right now, so most people probably think, oh, he's going to sit up in a suite. No, you have other responsibilities that you're going to be helping out with, just kind of showing that everybody here at the Brewers is pitching in. What are you doing before the game?
Yeah, so before the game, I'm going to go out to the parking lots and be one of our parking ambassadors to help people with the new system. So, you know, it's a little new for people, and change is often difficult, but the system is in really great shape, and most people prepaid for parking, so it's really easy for them to just come in. No waiting in line to get into the lots. You park in your parking spot. You scan a QR code that's on all the parking and all the light posts. That'll take you right to the page. Put in your license plate. Click activate parking, and you're done. It takes about 6 seconds. Mm. We've been timing it. If you haven't prepaid for parking, it's a little longer. You got to put in your credit card information. But either way, you scan the QR codes. They're listed everywhere in the parking lot. It's real easy. And I think, you know, I'm there to help and answer questions and hopefully give the right answers when they ask the questions.
I assume folks can find that QR code on brewers.com as well. You guys have it there so that they can do it ahead of time before they get to the ballpark.
Well,
today.
We want them to do it in the parking lot because it's very tied to what parking you paid for.
Oh.
So if you paid for a general parking pass, you want to park in a general lot, because if you paid for a general parking pass and you're paying a preferred lot, it's not going to work. So the system is very sophisticated. So the QR code is tied to where you park. So, but they're all in every lamppost. There's like 230 of these throughout the parking lot. So you literally can do it from your car. You can roll down your window, and your phone will scan it, and you just input your license plate, and away you go.
And just so I'm clear, because I'm very, very mentally slow, your credit card information, you do that ahead of time, you said. So how do you do that from home?
Yeah, you can prepay for parking. Go to the ballpark app.
There it is.
Where the people buy their tickets.
Yep.
You pay. Most people actually prepay for parking now. So it's also less expensive to do that. So you can do that from your home, from your computer. And when you come to the ballpark, the system will recognize that you've prepaid for parking, and it'll direct you just to say, put in your license plate, activate prepaid parking. So it's foolproof pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for today. 21 years, you said you've been doing it. You still get the butterflies when you come to the stadium on opening day, because, I mean, I do. I just absolutely love the game. I got to imagine that's how you feel, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't sleep the night before because I'm anticipating. You know, it's exciting. It's always a little nerve-wracking. Not only do you want things to go well, but you want to win the game. And so it's nice to have three wins on the road coming in with a little momentum, but you know, you think more about those tough losses than about the wins. So you want to have a good opening day, have fun. You know, we got 41,000 plus people here. It's nice to win in front of a big crowd. But, you know, the Twins are a good team. They won their division last year, so it's going to be a tough series.
All right, Rick, let's get to the important stuff, because I have been in Milwaukee now. I was at Marquette for 4 years. I worked at Fox 6 for 7 years. I've been with Good Karma for 4 years. And I have never gotten to go down the slide. What is that about?
Well, are you afraid of heights?
No.
All right. We'll have to do it. Now, there's a release you need to sign. It's about 19 pages long.
Sure, which is like the Apple.
Yeah,
you know, when you
yes.
get your Apple
yes,
iPhone.
Yes, we have fingerprinting.
Yes.
We have, you know, voice authentication,
yes.
next of kin, all that stuff. But, yeah, there's opportunities to do that. We offer that to fans.
I did see one guy who jammed up his arm pretty good. That went viral.
Yeah, well, good thing you signed the release.
Very good point by you.
What other improvements have we around the ballpark that fans can expect if they're heading to the stadium today?
Yeah, besides the video boards, which are, you know, the largest Wisconsin television, as I say, 12,777 square feet. highest resolution board in Major League Baseball. We've got a right field scoreboard that's almost 3,000 square feet. We've got the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex. Mm. People love the 3rd Street Market Hall, all the great food. So we brought four of the eateries from the marketplace here. And, you know, it's Venezuelan, it's Asian fusion, barbecue, tacos. So if it's successful, we'll bring more in. But it's prepared here on premises, quality recipes, quality ingredients, and we think it's going to be really popular.
Behind you right now, we have all of the field crew, and they are obviously dragging the infield and making sure that the grass is pristine. So if you're hearing that sound, folks, that's what that is. It's the mowers behind Rick Schlesinger, who is joining us this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Okay, the 3-0 start to the season has people very excited. I told Gabe, I'm not sure I've been as excited for a home opener as I am this year. New manager, obviously, and Pat Murphy. It's a young squad. Why should people be excited about what will happen on the field this year?
Yeah, I think we have, like you said, it's a young squad with a lot of talent, and you know, young players have a lot of enthusiasm. They're going to make some rookie mistakes, but they're learning at the major level, but the talent level is so high. Jackson Churio is poised to be the next superstar. Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, Garrett Mitchell when he comes back. You know, a lot of new arms, a lot of really high-quality people in the bullpen. The pitching is going to be interesting because we've changed out a lot. Obviously, we traded Corbin Burns. Brandon Woodruff's going to be gone most, if not all, the year. But I'm excited about the talent that arms brought in. And, again, it's young players with a mix of guys like Christian Yelich, our veteran now. He's 31. He's a veteran. Reese Hoskins, our you know, the guy who had some fun in New
York.
Yeah, he brought some attitude.
I can say that. You probably should have, just
some
from
tude.
A professional standpoint.
Yeah. No, but he's, you know, he's talented first baseman, and I think people are going to be excited because a lot of these players are going to be here hopefully for a long time, and they're starting as young players and hopefully transform into stars.
With the stadium, I mean, you mentioned the 3rd Street Market Hall. I know you have right next to the 3rd Street Market Hall a lot of local brews available. How important has that been to try to make sure you stay tied to Milwaukee because people from here are so proud of the city?
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee is great food destinations, and we're all foodies, right? And the fans love the brats and the dogs and the beer, but they want variety, and they want really quality food, you know, authentic food. And the 3rd Street Market Hall has been so successful because these are family recipes by people who prepare food on premises and prepare it with love. And it's high-quality ingredients. We want to bring it here. And we've got, you know, things in the barrel yard that are new. We've got new hot dogs. We've got chicken parmesan. We've got special pretzels. So, you know, people want the staples, but they want variety. And especially the millennials. You know, they're going to tell you very quickly if they like the food or not. And if they like it, they're going to come back.
One of the more recognizable things that you guys do here, in addition to the great talent on the field, is the racing sausages. When I talk to people and I tell them I'm from Milwaukee, it's one of those touch points that no matter where they're from, they recognize that tradition. They recognize that in-game, you know, tradition that you guys have. Gabe is very fast. Do you think that Gabe, you see what I'm doing here, right, buddy? Shooter's got to shoot. Gabe is very fast. Do you think that we could get Gabe Neitzel in one of the sausage races this season?
Well, it's something we could talk about. Now, the release for that is even longer than slide. So you have to put up a surety bond. I'm going to need some bank account information.
Sure. He can put the house up
collateral.
As collateral.
Yeah.
We got collateral.
Notes from your parents.
Okay.
Things like that.
So, permission slips.
Yes.
Like character witnesses, basically.
Yeah. We take the racing sausages very seriously. And we don't want any mischief. We want a legitimate race, and you know.
Well, if you don't want mischief, this is your guy. I tell you right now, no mischief over here.
Yeah, we'll do a speed trial to see if you can make it.
Yeah, no, hey, I think that's fair. I mean, again, you want it to be as fair as possible.
So quality.
I mean, it happens in the Olympics too, right? They have the pre-trials.
Yes.
They have qualifiers, so that makes sense. That as serious of a race as the sausage race is, I think that's only appropriate.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
With it being opening day, I still, again, it's going to be a little rough outside, I think, for people who want to tailgate. But how often on opening day have you just looked up and go, man, whoever's idea was to put that roof up there, they were just a genius. Because there's no interrupting opening day. And it was, I know a bunch of Brewers fans who were sad last week playing in New York, didn't get to play on Thursday, had to have opening day on Friday. You never have to worry about that here.
Yeah, we are so fortunate and so privileged to have this ballpark with this retractable roof. And, you know, it was a tough debate. Was, you know, for people that are here in the 90s, it was not an expensive addition to the cost of the ballpark. But the foresight of Commissioner Selig and the leaders of the state legislature and all the people who supported the ballpark being built with the roof, you know, that was the right call because you're right. We have no rain delays. We have no interrupted games. You know, from fans' perspective, we are a regional team. So if you're coming from La Crosse or Wausau or Rhinelander, you know you can come to the game. The game's going to be played. And, you know, it costs time and money to come here. We don't want fans to come here and have a rain out.
And, oh, by the way, players love coming here as well because they know they're going to get the game in, especially early in the year when the weather is so fickle and, you know, you have so all of these rain outs to be an opposing team. You see Milwaukee on your schedule, it's actually like, all right, we know we're getting some games in there. Rick, we are so thrilled to have you here. Last question we have for you before we let you go on this opening day, the home opener for the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Twins this afternoon. How do you celebrate? Like, at what point in the day will you pour yourself a glass or will you grab yourself a meal, a brat, whatever it is? How do you celebrate opening day?
I usually have a hot dog and a Coke, and I usually don't sit. I walk around. I go to different parts. I'll celebrate if we win, but then, you know what? We have a 12-10 game tomorrow, so you can't get too high or too low because there's another game, and there's another game, and there's another game. There's 162 of these, and, you know, every game matters. You know, you don't know which game is going to end up being the game that either propels you to the division or you fall out of, you know, wild card by one game. You know, so every game is meaningful, so you can't get too excited or too down, but this will be a fun day because opening day is special.
I feel like it's important for us to ask, do you put ketchup on your hot dog or is...
Mustard.
All the way, huh?
No stadium sauce?
Usually mustard.
Okay. All right. Thought I had to throw it out
there.
Well,
we wish you a very happy hot dog and Coke afternoon here at AmFam Field. Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got to take a break, but the show rolls on right after this.